I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best college football coverage in Utah. This is your Cougars at 30 update on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. This is your Cougars at 30 update. Kalani Sitaka giving an update on some of the injuries that BYU has heading into Virginia.
The hard part about doing this at noon, that hour, is that we don't know enough, right? So we'll ask the people that you guys do interviews with after practice. So maybe A-Rod or Fessy or someone will get on and give you some information on those guys and Elisa. But right now I don't have a lot to give you. So they're really being evaluated as we speak. You know, whether the news gets, I imagine by the time after practice, everyone will know what's going on. If it's season ending or if it's going to be some time. But right now I don't have any info for you.
Playing very coy, Kalani there. Your Cougars at 30 update brought to you by Marley's Gourmet Sliders. Whether it's the classic, the Rickster, Killer, Handsome Rob, Pastrami, Fajita, or their Killer Breakfast Burritos. Don't forget those best shoestrings on the planet. Marley's Gourmet Sliders, satisfying any hunger. Visit them just off of I-15 inside of Timpanogos. Harley Davidson.
Here we go.
Go get it. Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback.
Louisville.
And the other guy on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
Back, it is unrivaled 97.5, 1280, The Zone, Zone Sports Network, powered by KSLSports.com. Scott Mitchell here, Alex Curie over there. We've got Megan, we've got Katie Superfan. Yes, is it Superfan Katie or Katie Superfan?
It's new today.
So it's evolving.
Yeah, Superfan Katie.
So
she's wearing her jazz gear, so on the days that she wears her jazz gear, Superfan Katie.
Megan asked me a question. And I thought it was an interesting question. So I'd like to maybe
all
answer
right.
it on the air because
got
I think
it.
People, inquiring minds, want to know. So Vonday Davis for Utah has a cast on his arm.
Yeah.
And she said, how can you play with a cast?
It's kind of a club.
Yes.
At this point.
Well, it looks like a club. So the answer is yes, you can play with a cast. And what has to happen is, of course, the athletic trainer has to put it, like protect it. That it will not only protect the player, but it'll also protect other players. So you can't use it as a weapon.
Mm.
And then the officials actually have to inspect it.
Right.
So they look at it and they go, okay, this is game
worthy. You
can't
beat anybody with this. Great.
Right, yeah. Now, some people, like, they could play with a cast, but some people couldn't.
Well, Jason Pierre-Paul the other day playing for the Buccaneers, their edge rusher there, he had one of those clubs on, and it's funny because it was just a massive ball that was taped onto his hand. I mean, that's what it looked like. It
right.
was just, and my thought was they must make it kind of in between that rock hard and totally soft to where it doesn't, you know, so it has to be in that middle space. Either way, sure, he's not using it as a weapon, but he's still beating the heck out of people across from him.
Now,
I mean, my heavens.
Now, there was a follow-up question, and the follow-up was, well, aren't you not – you wouldn't get healthy if you're out there playing with your broken whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, you're never healthy.
When nope.
It's just every week is an evaluation. Am I healthy enough to play this week?
It might make it to where it won't make it worse for that week, and so you could still play the next week. Still injured, though.
See, some people
just get me to the offseason, man.
That's all they just say, I'm injured. I'll deal with it later on.
We got a couple things going on. First, our NFL Roundup brought to you by LHM Used Car Supermarket. Over 1,000 used vehicles in inventory. Shop online, LHMUsedCars.com. Scott, also, I'm going to get to some Mike Tomlin audio here in a minute. But I've got some Jazz tickets to still give away here.
I love this.
You can join Katie and other Jazz superfans tonight at Vivint Smart Home Arena. And you can do it by giving us a call right now, 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. 12, caller number 12 is going to be the person who's going to win, right? That's what we do. All right, Jeremy just confirmed.
Isn't there like a Ford fan zone or something?
There is a Ford fan zone. You want me to tell you what the Ford fan zone is?
Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly what it is right now. Because I think this went away for COVID for a minute, but this is an insane thing that they now do. And it's the Ford fan zone. And the all-you-can-eat situation is back. So purchase a Ford Fan Zone all-you-can-eat ticket to an upcoming game and receive unlimited hot dogs, soda, popcorn, nachos, and ice cream starting as low as $30 a ticket. Are you kidding me?
Isn't that like the Mount Rushmore of, like, game snacks? You have hot dogs,
right.
You have popcorn, you have nachos and ice cream. I mean, isn't that like that's your go-to?
There's
stuff,
a pecking
right?
order there. So visit UtahJazz.com or call 325-2999. That's 325-2999 to buy your Ford Fan Zone all-you-can-eat tickets now. That's one I have to keep away from my kids because they hear about that. And then they won't even want to go. They'll want to go to the Jazz game just
they just want to eat all the
yes,
time.
Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah. Number one, concession food. I think we can all agree. Let's say it at the same time, Scott. 3, 2, 1.
Pizza.
Nachos. Come on!
I knew what you were going to say. Okay. I just said something different just to... I don't like when you do that to me because I feel like I'm going to get the answer wrong.
That's part of the joke.
I know. I don't
Come
like
on,
that.
Man. So, Scott, we were talking about the evolution of the football player, and yes. I want to jump into the evolution of a football head coach. Mike Tomlin, Steelers head coach. This is a guy who is... He's already cemented himself. He's going to be in that Ring of Honor in Pittsburgh, right? I mean, he's one of the great head football coaches in the NFL during my lifetime. I mean, he's been a fixture there in Pittsburgh. And I love his attitude. I love how fired up he gets about stuff. So his name is being thrown around for college football jobs. The assumption if you're throwing your name around for college football jobs – like the USC job or LSU, which are the two that are floating around out there, that implies that you're out at the place that you built, right? And Mike Tomlin's not some failed NFL coach. And so I think when he hears it, he gets a little bit upset. Here was Mike Tomlin's reaction to having heard that he was up for some of these jobs at USC and LSU. Take a listen.
Hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
there's no booster out there with a big enough blank check. Here comes. In comes... Yeah, in comes Elon Musk, and he's like, I've never been a booster of this, but I want to see where we can go here. I want to see how far we can take this thing.
Look, one of the franchises, and this may be like a good example for a lot of places, the Pittsburgh Steelers are one of the most patient, loyal, and I don't even want to say long-suffering, but they do not like change. You're a player, you go play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, you're probably going to be there for a while. Ben Roethlisberger, a longtime Pittsburgh Steeler, and they haven't had that many coaches. I mean, really, it's just been Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, and Mike Tomlin. And you think of all these other and you think it's because look,
that's
Mike,
insane. Three head coaches, and they've all won Super Bowls,
right? And Mike Tomlin is not had success recently. You know, the Steelers, and of course that's the speculation. Maybe he's bored. Maybe it's time to move on. Maybe he's not getting the job done. Pittsburgh Steelers are like, we're going to stick with you. We're not going to give up on you. We don't believe in that philosophy. They understand how to nurture and how to develop coaches, players, personnel people. It's truly a model for a lot of people. And it's so much, what have you done for me lately? And what are you trying to figure out? Not a snowball's chance. I mean, I could have answered this for Mike Tomlin easily.
I just love how he comes out of the gate. I mean, you don't have to hear more than 1 second of Mike Tomlin's press conference for him to go, look, and you just see, and you see his eyes.
Yeah.
You like, I've never seen the clip. I've only heard the audio clip. I know exactly.
But you know what it looks like.
I know what it looks like because his eyes are popping out of his head, and he is mad at these reporters. So never say never, but never. But here's the funny thing about it. This all started because Carson Palmer goes on a radio show and goes, yep, I've talked to the leadership there at USC because he's obviously a notable alum right. from USC. So he goes, somebody asked him about it. He goes, I've talked to him about names. And here's what these guys do. They throw big names out there. Because maybe those big names have never considered it. Mike Tomlin's not having – he's having one of the slower years of his career at Pittsburgh. But that this is the equivalent of going, I've heard Pete Carroll wants to go back to USC. Well, why? He's having a struggle a little bit at Seattle. It's 2-5. They've lost 3 of their first home games. And then someone goes, Pete, any validity to the rumors you might be going back to USC? And he's going to go, look, guys, I'm not talking about this. The answer is no. And then when Mike Tomlin says never say never but never, then people kind of dig in and go, yeah, but
if you want to be the head coach at USC, I mean, Mike Tomlin, when he was hired for the Pittsburgh Steelers, people didn't go, oh, what an amazing hire. You know, they weren't like, I mean, he went out and proved himself. Pete Carroll, when he was hired at USC, people were not happy about it. They'd already hired a former NFL coordinator, and it didn't work, and so they're like, you did what again? Seriously, Pete Carroll, and so it's got to be the right dynamic person to fit in that situation, and going back, like, you can't go back if you're Pete Carroll, and Mike Tomlin, I don't, you know, probably wouldn't work there, and it may even be the same thing with Urban Meyer at the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's like maybe the shelf life of Urban Meyer is kind of expired, and the magic of who he was and the dynamic nature of you know, being in the right place with the right group of people at the right time fit. But maybe it's, you know, it's going to be tough sledding for Urban Meyer. Maybe they need to find a person that, you know, really wows them, but maybe isn't a name people know. And maybe it's not just a former or current assistant coach like Clay Helton, who is already there, you know. But, it's a tough thing to find the right guy because they're not just out there all over the place. I mean, there's a lot of head coaches now that aren't that great.
Scott, let me ask you something.
I'll give you a name. You want a name? Doug Peterson.
I love how you're like, are you shocked yet?
He's not coaching anywhere.
Why not? Won a Super Bowl like 2 seconds ago.
And he kind of has the personality to kind of think outside the box and be a little bit crazy.
Hey, we've got our Jazz Insider, Ben Anderson, host, of course, of Jake and Ben, 10 to noon right here on 97.5 1280 The Zone. And he's going to join us. Also, an amazing bottom line there at KSLSports.com if you want to get your Jazz fix from one of the best in the market, if not the best in the market, Ben Anderson. Go give him a read and give him a listen next. We've got more to go right here. We're at Homie all afternoon here. Stay right here with us on Unrivaled on 97.5 and 1280 The Zone.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story, the struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.